This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Sue Austin has been in a wheelchair since 1996. As an artist, she challenges common notions of what it means to be disabled. A recent work called Creating the Spectacle must be seen to be appreciated, and it has been seen by many. A video of the project has about 220,000 hits on YouTube so far. So let me try to describe it. Sue is gliding, flying really, between canyons of coral near the bottom of the sea on a self-propelled wheelchair with an invisible fin. It is stunningly beautiful to watch. Her arms and long hair float as if she's being riding on a slow-motion roller coaster and surrounded by perfect blue and the occasional school of fish. The video is one component of Sue's underwater explorations, which culminated in live performances in Dorset and in London as part of the cultural celebrations surrounding the Olympics. She's with us now from the UK via Skype. And Sue, welcome to Word of Mouth. You with us?
Hello. Yes, it's nice to be here.
Thanks so much for being here. Tell us what happened in 1996. How did you end up in a wheelchair?
I had a viral illness from 1994, which affected my nervous system and made it challenging to, it affected my mobility, basically.
I don't know if that's your phone ringing or this is Skype, but we're going to...
I'm afraid it is. That's very unfortunate timing.
Very popular woman.
It'll stop in a second.
Now, I know that there was an entire team of people working with you on your chair, and we hope to get to them later, but briefly tell us how the underwater chair works.
There are two very specialised dive propulsion vehicles called Pegasus Thrusters, built by Pegasus Thruster, who gave us great support, that power the wheelchair through the water. They look like little torpedoes, mm-hmm. but they're specially designed. Normally, disabled divers attach them to their tank to propel them through the water, but because they have this special lead that comes round and you press a simple button to turn the motor on and off, it made it really suitable to mount on the chair. But in addition, a really key element are the two hydroplanes that are attached to the foot plates and pass down either side of the chair. And I've swapped the foot plates so they're hinged behind the heel. And it means that because I have some mobility in my legs, I'm able to create additional steering with my feet, which makes the chair incredibly acrobatic.
Stunning. No, I go on. It's just so stunning to watch. You were actually steering it then with your feet.
That it's mainly with the motors, but they also, the hydroplanes are essential to make the wheelchair stable in the water, but equally that because of the extra directional control they give me, it means I can loop the loop and create barrel rolls and become almost like an acrobatic pilot in the water at some point.
Well, it is an amazing thing to watch, and I wonder what the experience is like for you. Can you describe that feeling?
It's the most incredible sense of freedom. When it is a prototype, so when it's perfectly balanced and the batteries are fully charged, there really is nothing else like it that I've experienced, because it is like flying. But you have this incredibly different motion through the water than when you're diving. So it's very exciting. It's extremely exhilarating. And it feels as if it's going to look very graceful, because you get this beautiful movement through the water. It's really hard to describe, but it is an amazing experience.
And I do urge listeners to watch the video. We do have a link to it at wordofmouthradio.org. And Sue, you're not covered in scuba gear or wearing a wetsuit or anything. You're wearing kind of a simple sundress.
That's part of creating... The aim of the project is transforming preconceptions through creating surprising images that excite and inspire people. So to do that, I really had to, once I developed the idea and discovered I could make an underwater wheelchair with the help of the team around me, which initially people said wouldn't be possible. I then needed to work on making the image even more surprising and unexpected so that even divers who are watching it can have that really visceral response of thinking, goodness, she's diving without a mask. Mm. How is she managing to do that?
Right,
so
there's
the,
a little
summer
small
dress is a key
regulator
part of it.
Kind of over your mouth, I guess. You can barely see it. And you mentioned the people involved in this spectacle, creating the spectacle. You also do video. There's a video here, and of course there are performances. So how many people are in your sort of troupe or group working with you on this?
It varies, but we've got a core team of 8 people that came with me to film out in Egypt, and then depending on which part of the project we're working on, that can expand to about 15, I would say, 15 or 20, or probably more like 30 for the actual pool performances, because we had a lot of volunteers looking after our audience, because we took we trained part of our audience to scuba dive so they could sit underwater and watch the wheelchair live, which apparently is 10 times better than seeing it in the film.
I can only imagine. We're speaking with Sue Austin. She's an artist and the creator of the underwater wheelchair and artistic director of Creating the Spectacle. This is an ongoing series of videos and live events documenting the use of this underwater wheelchair, which I guess is now in the process of being patented. What is the future of the wheelchair itself?
Yes, we are in the process of patenting all aspects of the wheelchair. We are hopefully looking at an international tour in large tank aquaria to take an arts practice to a completely unexpected environment. And that builds on the original commission, unlimited commission we had through the Cultural Olympiad, through the Arts Council and LOCOG to create. They believe it's the biggest tranche of funding for deaf and disabled artists ever to create groundbreaking work for the Cultural Olympiad. So hopefully we'll be able to build on the amazing investment we've had through that, through Unlimited, to take the work to an international audience.
I have to say, watching it, first of all, it's beautiful to watch. Your hair sort of flowing, your arms are flowing. It's almost a surreal image. But there's the additional feeling of amazement of watching a person in a wheelchair kind of flying. And it really does push us beyond how we normally think of people who are in wheelchairs. And, you know, I see a lot of complaints about the media covering the Paralympic Games and identifying people as wheelchair bound. Is there a better way to help us think beyond the way that we describe people with disabilities?
I think that is a key reason for making the work, that if people who experience a different way of negotiating the world, moving through the world or experiencing the world, create stories and images and work about their unique perspective, I think that in its own right can surprise and inspire people, so that this natural process of changing attitudes occurs. And the other thing is that's really key for me is that I think those preconceptions can be fatal. People can believe when they have a sudden, particularly if they have a sudden accident, that their life has ended. And hopefully work like this and the Paralympics creates that sense that there are amazing opportunities. They're just different opportunities. And I'm doing things now I would never have dreamed of before.
It is fantastic. And I want to thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here.
Sue Austin, she is creator of the underwater wheelchair. She's also artistic director of Creating the Spectacle. That is the series of performances and the video that you can see at wordofmouthradio.org. It's a series of videos and live events documenting the use of this wheelchair. Really, really worth a look. We're so glad that you could spend some time exploring with us today. If you did miss any of the program, or if you'd like to pass a segment along to a friend, you can click on over to wordofmouthradio.org. Now, that's where you can also listen to past shows. They're in our archives. You can post questions or feedback about what you heard on the air, and also contribute to the conversation by emailing your ideas for future segments to wordofmouthradio.org. Please also post on our Facebook page, join that conversation, or send us a tweet. I'm Virginia Prescott. We'll be back with our Saturday show and return on Monday live here on Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.